God bless you, and thank you for coming in to Fire Rain Ministries. This is the Fire Rain Ministries School of the Prophets, and I'm so excited to be here with you today, sharing with you the School of the Prophets that I put together for the students around the world. And I want to thank you to all the countries and nations that's represented on the Fire Rain Ministries Network. We're going to jump right into the School of the Prophets, and we're going to talk about character. One of the main things that we want to look at when we look at if you're called to be, if God has chosen you to be a prophet and you are walking in that office or you are new to it, you got to have character. One dictionary defines character as the complex of mental and ethical traits marking a person, or another dictionary says character is said to be the stable and distinctive qualities built into an individual's life, which determines his or her response regardless of a situation or circumstance. I like that. Listen to that again. The stable and distinctive qualities built into an individual's life, which determines his or her response regardless of the circumstance. Now, that means that regardless of what is going on around you, it's not going to change who you are. Your excuse me, your response is going to be steadfast and unmovable. You're not going to respond like a hothead one day, and when the world is going all right, you're going to be wonderful and praising God. We have to keep a praise in our spirit at all times. And when we look at character, character is who we are. Abraham Lincoln said, "Reputation is a shadow, character is a tree." And our character is not just what we try to display to others to see, or it is who we are even when nobody is watching us. Your character is always supposed to be intact. And as a prophet, you have to display that character whether 100 people are looking or nobody's looking. But just remember, God is always watching. And good character is doing the right thing because it's right and it's what to do. What to do is right. We want to make sure we're doing the right thing. You know, many people get real holy and deep and wonderful. And I'm talking to the prophets here, get really holy, deep and wonderful. And oh, wow. When people are looking, but you get them outside of a church setting, and it's almost like, where did that lion come from? They just ripped my head off my shoulders. And that's something that we really have to be careful of as prophets. Now, as a prophet, you have to be careful because you don't want to be ripping people's head off. You know, we start off rough around the edges, but God softens us up. And we don't need to hurt people in order to minister to them, okay? Now, everyone has character. And when you look at character, that literally transcends race, religion, education, position, age, gender, and personality. People sometimes think of character as something a person either has or they don't have. They say he has character, meaning he has a good character. We recognize truth that everyone has character, and we distinguish it good and bad. Now, when I said earlier that our character determines our response, what I'm talking about is when you look at the complex of mental and ethical traits, and those traits are qualities, they're built into our lives, and it's those character qualities and traits that determines our response in any situation. So how do you respond to a challenging situation? You know, we lead by example. If God has called you to be a prophet, you're going to have to step it up. You're going to have to get your emotions in check and in order. You're going to have to make sure that we are doing things according to the word of God. Okay, so let's look at character traits. How are you going to respond? What are the character qualities and traits that make up your character? How are they built into your life? And can they be changed? If you and I were to make a list of character qualities or character traits, what would be on that list? Honesty. What is that? Honesty is the quality of fact of being honest, upright, and fair. Truthfulness, sincerity, frankness, freedom from deceit or fraud. And see, that's right there is something that as a prophet, you have to be free of deceit or fraud. Now, you know, sometimes people like to, get as close to the line of a lie as they can without stepping over or crossing over into lying. Well, you know what? The line needs to be black and white. That it needs to be a thick line drawn straight down the middle that we as prophets don't cross. You don't need to cross the line. You don't need to deceive people. And we need to be totally sincere. We need to be frank. We need to stand on the word of God and what we believe. We have to be honest. When you look at honesty, that has to be a character trait of a prophet. You have to be honest because God is a God of truth. He does not lie. He will not lie. And if we as prophets are going to succeed in this calling, honesty has to be something that is, you know, truth and honesty has to be something that's really, really big in our lives. Not just something that we're going to do to say, oh, you know, yeah, I'm an honest person. No, we have to be honest. We have to be sincere, open, and frank. Free from deceit or fraud. Why is it important to be honest? Honesty should always be of the utmost importance. And being honest allows you to maintain your integrity. I'm going to say that again. Honesty allows you to maintain your integrity. And this means that you can be trusted. You know, you don't want to end up when someone confides in you that you're spilling their business all over the map. I mean, you know, you just can't do that. Now, we do have confidants that we talk to, yes, but you better make sure that the people that you are talking to know how to hold water in a bucket. And what do I mean by that? Pray and ask God who you need to confide in. So this means that you can be trusted. If you're not honest, your words may never be taken as valid. And this could ruin a chance of maintaining a good relationship with people. Now, as a prophet, you have to maintain good relationships with people. Your words have to be accurate. You know, you say, well, nobody's perfect and we miss it sometimes. Yeah, but you know what? If you feel like you're going to miss it, just shut up and don't say nothing. Never minister to people out of emotions, out of, you know, what you want, you feel like they need to hear. And part of being honest is when you see something, when you hear something that's not right, you have to call it like you see it. But we always use wisdom in our delivery. We have to make sure that it's time to deliver a word. So we want to maintain good relationships. And some biblical verses pertaining to honesty. Exodus 20:16, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Exodus 23:1, you shall not carry a false rumor. You know what? That ought to shut a whole lot of people down right there. You shall not carry a false rumor. Now, we're talking about integrity and honesty and character. And these are some of the things that as you get into the prophetic ministry, it's going to really help you because, you know, we're not going to just jump into how to prophesy and how to judge words if the foundation of your character and honesty and integrity have not been built. This is very, very important in your ministry, and it will carry you a long way. Now, when you look at another scripture, Exodus 23:7, it says, keep far from false charge. Proverbs 6:12, a worthless person, a wicked man is the one who walks with a false mouth. In other words, running around saying stuff that's not true. The Bible says that's a worthless and wicked person. We don't want to prophesy based on what somebody told us about somebody or a situation. Okay. Don't do that. Proverbs 6:12 says, quoted that one. Proverbs 6:19 says, things which the Lord hate, a false witness who utter lies. Now I'm going to stop right there. And I want to just briefly talk about that. When we look at that scripture, that little part right there, the Lord says he hates a false witness who utter lies. It is so easy for young prophets to get over into the flesh realm, into the soulish realm. And we're going to talk about what is the soulish realm. And, you know, we're going to talk about the realms of the spirit. But it's so easy that when they're a young prophet is excited about what they're saying, that they may begin to, you know, they hear the Lord saying. And then the more the excited the crowd get, the more they begin to embellish what the Lord says. No, That's a lie. You just messed up everything. Don't do that. We don't add to, we don't take away from. We only speak what we are hearing the Lord say. And that means that if he only said a little bit, we only need to say a little bit. And then we stop right there, okay? Proverbs 12:17 says, "He who speaks truth tells what is right, but a false witness deceit." He who speaks truth tells what is right. That right there is awesome. Let that just marinate in your spirit for a minute. Proverbs 12:22, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord." Now, I'm going to just say this. You know, we talk about so many things nowadays that are an abomination to the Lord, but rarely do I hear people harp on a liar being an abomination to the Lord as other things are harped on. But as you, if you're going to be a prophet in tune with what God is saying in this final hour, we have to keep our lips from lying. We have to keep them from lying. Proverbs 13:5, "A righteous man hates falsehood." You know, and we have to love the thing the Lord loves, and we have to hate what he hates. That's just the bottom line. Proverbs 14:15, "A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness speaks lies." Did you catch that? Okay. Proverbs 19:5-9 says, "A false witness will not go unpunished." Proverbs 25:18, "Like a club and a sword and a sharp arrow, a man who bears false witness against his neighbor." See, these scriptures are talking about our character. It's talking about being honest, not bearing a false witness, not lying, not deceiving people. And if you are going to walk in the office of a prophet, you have got to make sure that you are not a liar. It's so easy to do nowadays. It's so easy to be talking and just throw something else in there. Before you know it, you've said something that wasn't even true. But how many of us go back and retract that and say, you know what? I lied. I'm sorry. I was just got excited about what I was saying, and I need to retract that. That is one of the first things that we need to make sure of, is that we are not liars. We're honest. We're truthful. We walk in integrity. Now, what are the bases of honesty? Number one, Christ is truth. God cannot lie. And it also, the Bible says that Satan is the father of lies in John 8:44. And see, if Satan is the father of lies and you calling yourself a prophet and you are a lying prophet, who is your daddy? That's a whole nother topic. We're not going there right now. But okay, so anyway, when we getting back to character, there are different forms of honesty, and we want to make sure that we are walking in accordance to the word of God, and that's telling the truth, being true to your word. If you say you're going to do it, do it. If you can't do it and something came up, you need to let people know you can't do it and why you can't do it. And don't just not show up. Don't just return the call. Don't just say, oh, I didn't have time. You know, many people run and chase after opportunities that may seem like they're an opportunity that will get you an open door or a platform or something like that. But if you've given your word, I don't care if God has sent you to a place with two people to minister to. If you're walking in love and in integrity and you're going to keep true to your word, you're not going there for the crowd. You're not going there for the money. You're going there to obey God, because changing one life, one word from the Lord for someone who's in a dire situation could mean heaven or hell. They could miss hell because of a word that you spoke to them that encourages, okay? And so, credibility. You have to develop a pattern of believability as a prophet. You know, you can't be off one day, on the next day, save one day, out of church, you know, and just going all of these different directions. One day I believe this religion, the next day I believe this religion, the next day I believe another religion. You have to have a pattern of believability and credibility, meaning you have to be solid and sure and firm in what you believe, and you need to uphold what you believe and not be bouncing all over the place. You have to have good communication. Do what you say you're going to do. Keep your promises. And, you know, let's look at some examples that should be kept by Christians. You need to be honest when you're completing your tax forms, when selling an automobile, when you give, when somebody gives you at the counter too much change, do you give it back or just say, oh, look how the Lord just blessed me? Do you know that by you stealing, you don't know what you short-circuiting God from blessing you? Now, you know, I paid my tithe and I'm faithful to God, but you kept that 25 cent and act like it was a blessing. Don't you know that the enemy is trying to get you any way that he can to short-circuit what God has for you? What do you do with a rumor when it's told to you? What do you do when you owe people money? Do you just never talk about it again if they don't bring it up and then you act like, well, if they forgot, I forgot, and I'm just not going to pay them back? Do you know that's really short-circuiting your blessing as well? Pay what you owe. Pay what you owe. And if you have been one that has gotten stuff from people and you just don't give it back and then you act like that it is not a big deal, make that right. What do you do when people call and you don't want to talk to them? Okay, so, you know, we really have to just, you know, be honest and be truthful and be real about, you know, what God wants us to do as prophets and building character and integrity and being truthful. Is those are foundational things. Those are foundational things that we really, really have to look at. We really do. Now, another thing I want to talk about is integrity. In the dictionary, the word integrity means an unimpaired condition, soundness, wholeness, firm adherence to a code of moral values, incorruptible, honor, the quality or state of being complete or undivided, completeness. And the synonyms for integrity are honesty and unity. The word integrity is related to what other words? And what do they give you a better sense of the meaning of integrity? Now, when you look at the first definition, soundness and wholeness, it's most often applied to a structure or a physical object, say the girders to a bridge or an engine block or a piece of pottery. It can be applied to a person as well. Think of the first definition. What happens to something that does not have integrity? We frequently think of a man of integrity being honest and trustworthy, but integrity is more than that. Look at the second definition that I just read to you and describe the difference between trustworthy and being incorruptible. What does the Bible have to say about integrity? Integrity means treating people fairly and honestly. It means treating people fairly and honestly. And that's something that we have to do. Let's look at the scripture in Leviticus 19, 35 and 36. And let's read this. And it says, ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in meter yard, in weight, or in measure. Just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin shall you have. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. So God is saying, I want you to be, I didn't bring you out to be a liar, a cheater. You know, I didn't bring you out for that. He said, I brought you out of Egypt. Now I want you to be just. When God saved us, when he delivered us, set us free, and then called us into what we've been called to as prophets, he didn't bring you out of the world to bring lack of integrity. You know, and he wants, you know, God, he said he'll protect you. In Psalms 25, David prays that integrity and uprightness will protect him. Amen. And God will do it.